Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. So good to have you with me once again as we continue in our series, The Plumb Line. This is installment number 7, amen, in our series, The Plumb Line 7, How Do We Measure Up? Hopefully you've been listening, amen, and going back to the archives and hearing, amen, as we continue to go back to the Word of God and go back to God in prayer that He might align us with His standard of holiness. You know, the world has taken on a fake, a substitute, a counterfeit holiness, and it is even seeped into the church so much so that we don't even know what God has really said, because so many things have been changed since the early church. So even our fathers' fathers, those, amen, that were living according to the standard as much as they knew how, they were bamboozled by those that came before them, because so many changes have taken place. Amen. And we see that that is still happening. People are saying things like, they're doing things, and then they'll say things like, and I'm still saved, and believe that God is okay. Amen. With those kind of standards. Amen. We cannot fall short of God's glory in this hour. The devil wants to kill us. He has a threefold mission, and that is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And he does not care who you are. He doesn't care how much money you make. He doesn't care about your socioeconomic status. He doesn't care how many degrees you have under your belt. He doesn't care if you're rich or if you're poor. He does not care if you have the title of chief apostle or if you are one sitting in the back of the church and has no title at all. The devil does not care. His only mission is to destroy you. He is on a seek and destroy mission, and your name is on the top of his list. So it's time for us to align ourselves with the Spirit of God and his holiness, and not to let go of that standard, no matter what comes and what goes. These are the last days. These are our last opportunities to get it right. And we don't have time at one another and say, is this right? It's time to look to the Lord himself. Amen. It's time to seek the Lord while he may be found. It's time for us to have intimate relationships with us, and not only hear the word of the preacher, but go back in your time of quietness, in your time of prayer with the Lord, and ask him, inquire of him for yourself. The word tells us, amen, that we are to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. You can't fear and tremble, amen, the salvation of another. You have to work out your own. And that means every word that you receive, even the words that you receive from me, whether you agree with what is said or not, take them back to the Lord. And don't rise up in your flesh and give your fleshly opinion of the things that you hear. Take it to the Lord. He will let you know whether or not it is so. He will, amen, he will let you know if it is true, and if it is the words of life. Hear what I'm saying today. It's time out for the foolishness that's been going forward in the body of Christ and in elsewhere in the earth. But we know sinners will do what sinners will do. Amen. But I'm calling on the saints of God to arise in the holiness that God has called us to, the holiness that Yahweh has commanded. We're talking about, and at this point in the series, we're talking about the commandments. Amen. And the commandment that we are talking about on today is honor thy father and thy mother. This was a commandment from the Lord. Amen. And it was one, amen, that he gave that also had a promise. Not that the promises of God, amen, are not attached to the others also, but he highlighted this one in particular in all of the commandments that he gave. Amen. On that day, he highlighted this one. Amen. That your days might be long upon the earth. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, is how it's written in Exodus chapter 20, verse 5. Let's pray. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Oh, Lord God, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you all of the glory and all of the praise and all of the honor, Lord God. We come before you, Lord God, that your mind, the mind of Christ, oh, Lord God, might give us the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding that we need in this hour. Lord, we lay aside our opinions. We lay aside our intellect. We lay aside, Lord God, our own creativity, that we think and that we feel like we know. No, we lay it aside so that your spirit, Lord God, will enlighten us, so that your will be done in our lives and in the earth, Lord God, so that our destiny will be fulfilled and our assignment will be accomplished. Father God, in the name of Jesus, open our hearts today. Open our minds today to receive of your word, to receive your will for our lives in this hour, to receive, Lord God, download directly from the throne, directly from heaven. Lord God, show us what your will is in all things, even as we take these things back in prayer. Lord God, open it up before us. Give us the revelation, Lord God, in this hour, how we ought to see your word, how it was originally given from your mouth, Lord God. Oh, Lord, that's the interpretation that we want. Oh, Lord, a direct revelation from your mouth. So, Lord, as we hear, Lord God, the apostles and the preachers and the teachers and the evangelists, Lord God, and the prophets that you have sent, Father God, as we hear them and as we take the words that we have heard back to you, oh, Lord, speak to us, Lord. Speak to our hearts, oh, God, and show us what your will is for us, even in this hour. In the mighty name of Yeshua, Jesus, amen. God bless you and God keep each and every one of you. Amen. If you're sick today, amen. Amen, pray the prayer of faith upon you. Amen. That the Spirit of the Lord might move through your body, even as your bloodstream flows. Let the Spirit of God, the healing virtue, amen, of the Lord God, amen, flow through your body and bring forth health even right now, even no matter what the illness is. If it's a physical illness, Father, bring forth health. If it's a bodily illness, Father, in the name of Yeshua, Jesus, bring forth health right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that your servant be able to hear and know what you are saying in this hour. And then again, this is Plumb Line 7. How do we measure up? We're in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Amen. And I do have more scriptures for you, as I always do. Please, amen, have some kind of writing utensil or some form of taking notes, and then while you're listening, so that you can go back. Write it down and go back, look at it for yourself and seek the Lord for yourself. It's important that you have a relationship with the Lord yourself. It's important that you take things that you're hearing back to the Lord. He is the one that has the answer. Amen. The answers that we give, we sought the Lord for. Amen. So it's time for you, amen, to seek him also. Each of us, amen, will come before him as individuals. Your pastor won't stand before God with you. You will stand alone. Amen. So that is why it's so important for you to work out your own salvation. Nobody else is responsible for that. People like to make everybody else responsible for their salvation except themselves. But we are responsible as individuals. All of us are responsible for our own salvation. That's why the word says to work it out. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You go before the Lord. You find out what this, that, and the other says. You see how it pertains to you. You talk to the Lord about the ways of holiness. You talk to him about the things that ought to be added to you and the things that ought to be taken away. And the Lord will do exactly that. Amen. He is faithful and he is true. He loves us and he wants us, amen, to be in right alignment, right fellowship with him at all times. Glory to God. Amen. We're in Exodus chapter 20. Amen. And the commandment that we are looking at today is honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Amen. That word honor is the word kavod, amen, and it means glory, honor, respect, or dignity with a heavy weightiness attached to it. It is a weightiness, amen. That's what this word actually means, weightiness, amen, and it it means glory, honor, respect, and dignity. The word kavod is the same word that is used regarding the glory of the Lord. Now, we understand that Yahweh will never give his glory to another. Isaiah 42 and 8 lets us know that to God. But in using this word in describing honor to parents, it implies its importance to the will of God, to the will of Yahweh. It emphasizes the weightiness of its importance. Honor thy father and thy mother appears in Exodus 20 and 12, Deuteronomy 5 and 16, Matthew 15 and 4 implies it, Ephesians 6 verses 1 through 3, and it also, amen, it also gives a focus of other, and it also is focused, I'm sorry, in other scripture in the word, and some of which we will take a look at today as we proceed, or I will at least let you know where to go and take a look at it. But also, amen, in your time of study, amen, because this is not an exhaustive list that I'm giving you at any time, go back and find these references for yourself. This commandment has with it a promise. Glory to God, of long life, further accentuating its importance to Yahweh because he loves us, amen, and he wants to give to us. How do we honor our parents, our mothers, and our fathers? Number one, we treat them with respect. Leviticus 19 and 3 says, and this is the Amplified version I'm using with all of these, I mean, each of you shall respect his mother and his father and shall keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. And you know, when we, as we have gone through this plumline study, we know the Lord, that word for Lord means Yahweh, the word for God can actually refer to any God, and it means Elohim, am Yahweh, your Elohim. Glory to God. I'm having a little bit of difficulty here. Bear with me. Seems my studio actually shut down on its own, but that's okay. All right. The term for respect here is the Hebrew word Yahweh, and it means to revere, to honor, or to hold in high esteem. Parents should be honored whether you feel they are good parents or not. Your life literally depends on it. There should never be a time when a child, young or old, rises up against their parent, whether physically or verbally. What you say and how you say it, it does matter. Proverbs 30 and 17 says, the eye that mocks a father and scorns a mother, the raven of the valley will pick it out and the young vultures will devour it. Matthew 15 and 4, I gave you that reference already. Here's what it says. It says, for God said through Moses, honor your father and mother, and he who speaks evil or insults or treats improperly father or mother is to be put to death. Amen. And that's in the New Testament. Glory to God. Hebrews 12 and 9 says, moreover, we have had earthly fathers who disciplined us, and we submitted and respected them for training us. Shall we not much more willingly submit to the Father of spirits and live by learning from his discipline? Amen. This is the word of the Lord, amen, that is bringing us into the alignment of his spirit so that we can walk holy in his presence. Amen. That's what the word does. It brings us into alignment with the spirit of God. Amen. So that we can dwell peaceably with our Father. Glory to God. Let's hear the word of God and take heed. Number two, in order to honor your father and mother, your parents, accept their authority. Recognize the authority that God has given them. Remember the word honor has a heavy weightiness attached to it. Colossians 3 and 20 says to be obedient to your parents in everything, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Now note, Jesus also submitted himself to the authority of his parents in Luke 2 and 51. Number three, value your parents, value your mother and father. You should show honor when you are appreciative to them for the things they do and have done. Amen. See scriptures in Proverbs chapter 7, verses 1 and 2, chapter 17, verse 6, and chapter 23, verses 24 through 26. Number 4, provide for them. And I know that might sound unusual, but it's not. It's not. According to scripture, it's not unusual. Honoring your mother and father does not end when you become an adult. It does not end when you leave their house and you are on your own. You still honor them. Respect should not diminish as you and your parents age. We should support them and discreetly maintain their dignity however we can. See 1 Timothy 5. Verses 4 and verse 8, and also see John 19, 25 through 27, noting that Jesus arranged for his mother's care prior to his own death on the cross. Jesus did that. He supported, he provided for his mother in that hour. 1 Timothy 5, verses 4 and 8, it says, if a widow has children or grandchildren who are adults, see to it that these first learn to show great respect to their own family as their religious duty and natural obligation, and to compensate their parents or grandparents for their upbringing. For this is acceptable and pleasing in the sight of God. Now, I realize that not all parents will even have that need for it, even as they age, because they've already made plans for that, and they've even made plans for you and for your children's children and so forth. But that's not always so. So wherever you can lend your support, whether it be emotional support or it be a natural support, amen, we ought to do that in honoring our parents. Please also note that in the previous verses regarding honor to honor those elder adults, in the first verses of 1 Timothy chapter 5, just read the whole chapter. Amen. It will definitely give you some enlightenment if you didn't recognize this to be so. The word does not leave us without, and that's something we need to understand. The word does not leave us without answers, and the Spirit of Yahweh does not leave us without authentic revelation of his will. Amen. Honor your mother and father that your days be long upon the earth. It is the commandment of the Lord, and it is so. Amen. That is the end of this session for today. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you. God make you whole and entire. Amen. We must realign ourselves with the standard of God. Amen. And we must understand what our history is. Amen. As those that are followers of Yeshua, we must understand, amen, even what they were called in the beginning. They were not called Christians. Amen. This was actually called the way, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. Glory to God. It was called the way. Amen. They were called Christians later, and I believe more in a mocking sort of way than a compliment. But we need to read our history so that we understand the changes that took place after the death of the apostles. And we need to go to God with all of this information and realign ourselves with his standard and align ourselves in obedient submission to his will in this hour. These are the last days in our last opportunities, amen, to align ourselves with righteousness before the Lord raptures away those that are obedient, those that are submitted. Amen. Before these things start happening in the earth and men's hearts begin to fail, make very sure that you are completely submitted to the Lord. Amen. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you in the mighty name of Yeshua Jesus. Amen.